Chassam Sofer asks three questions on the beginning of this week's Parsha. The first question he asks is, what's the reason, what's the significance of mentioning the Chiyuv of Mila? Uv'yom ha'shmini yimol basar or laso. What does that have to do with anything? We're talking about Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tohar for the birth of a boy or a girl. This is not the place to discuss the obligation of Bris Mila. Number two, and this is a question asked by the Rishonim as well, which is, why is the Tara process for a boy 40 days, whereas for the birth of a girl, it's 80 days? And question number three, asked the Chassam Sofer, why is it, and perhaps somewhat of an odd question, why is it that only men have an Orla, only men have a foreskin, and women don't? You would think that if anyone should have a foreskin, it should be a woman. Why? Because if we understand that the Tumas Nida and Tumas Leda, the source is from the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and it was Chava who sinned by the Eitz Hadas, then therefore the individuals that should receive the Tumas Leda should also get the Orla, should also get the foreskin, and that should be women, not men, since it was the woman who was responsible for the Avera. Those are the three questions that the Chassam Sofer asks. So these questions in different parts of it were noted by the Rishonim. One of them was the Klayakar. The Klayakar says, look, the answer is, and the Chassam Sofer uses this main point, but takes it in a totally different direction. The Gemara tells us, Isha kisazriya v'yalda zachar, Isha mazras techila, you'll let a zachar, that if a woman emits seed first before her husband during Tashmish, they'll give birth to a boy. If the husband emits his seed first, then they'll give birth to a girl. So says the Klayakar, as does the Chassam Sofer. Clearly, if a baby boy is born, that's because the chomer, the material, then comes from the woman. She is the main person responsible, and on the birth of a boy is attributed to the female, to the mother, more so than the father. Therefore, says the Klayakar, and it makes sense why there's a Tumas Zion for the birth of a boy. There's real Tumah here. Anytime we're dealing with Tumah for a woman, she's Tumah for 7 days. So here too, it makes sense that for 7 days after the birth of a boy, you're going to be Tumah. And that's why it mentions the eighth day, because it's only then on the eighth day when you can have the bris, since you're Tumah for the first 7 days. And what about the girl? So the Klayakar takes it in an interesting direction. The Klayakar says, a girl is not Tumah at all, because if when a girl that's born is attributed to the seed of the male, there is no Tumah for the male. So then the question is, well, why is there Tumas Yodalid? Why is the mother Tumah for 14 days? So he wants to say that, look, there's additional Tumah being brought into the world. There's women with potential to bring more Tumah into the, whatever Tumah this refers to. So that creates an obligation for 14 days of Tumah. He said that maybe it should be split up, that the daughter should get 7 and the mother should get 7, but all 14 days are given to the mother, but it's not from Tumas Nida or Leda, it's just from the fact that Tumah was brought into the world. And why 33 for a Yimei Tohar for a boy, and double that, 66 for a girl? So the Klayakar adds on that, look, when it comes to a boy, we know that the reason, the material for the boy comes from the mother. And he says, scientifically, they understand that the mother's seed is much hotter than a male seed. So the seed, the boy will develop faster in utero than the girl. And therefore, it makes sense that the zera will be formed in 40 days, and for a girl, it will be formed in 80 days. So it makes sense then that the Yimei Tohar correspond to the amount of time it takes to develop in utero. Of course, Chazal, the Klayakar points this out, that Chazal say both for a boy and a girl it's 40 days to develop. So he says maybe it's that the extra time is afterwards, after the birth. It takes longer to clean out from a girl than for a boy. Those are some of the ideas mentioned by the Klayakar. I just wanted to use that as an introduction before we get into the pshat of the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer takes it in a different direction. The Chassam Sofer says, yes, it's true that Isha Mazras Techila, you'll let a Zachar. That's what the Gemara says. that if a woman emits seed first, then they will give birth to a boy. So what's the significance here? How does that answer any of our questions? So number one, we understand as follows. Once we know that the material for this boy comes from the mother, we understand that the orla, the foreskin, should be given to the boy because it's her chomer. That's why we have uvayom hashmini yimol besar orla. So that is why on the eighth day, we're going to do the bris milah specifically to get rid of that zuama, to get rid of the sin of the eight hadas. We have the bris milah on the eighth day. And why is it then that there's only 33 days of Yumei Tohar, 7 days of Yumei Tumah, and double that for Nekeva? So the Chasam Sofer says beautifully, well, the boy, who is the tsura, the material, comes from the mother, the boy takes half of the Tumah away from the mother. So the mother has 7 and 33, because the boy, by doing the bris milah, the boy himself took the rest of the Tumah away. But the nekeva, which is formed from the seed of her father, and there is not any tuma from the Eitz Hadas involved, then there isn't anything for the girl to take from the mother. The mother is left with all the tuma from herself, the tuma of tumas leda, all that coming from the sin with the snake, from the nachash, chalas nachash, as the Chasam Sofer quotes, that's all hers, and therefore the tuma is, the yemei tuma is double as 14, and the yemei toar is double at 66. And that's the, says the Chasam Sofer, can explain the difference between the days that are shorter, yemei tuma, or yemei toar in general, are shorter for a male as opposed for a female. Of course, all these ideas, whether it's the Klayakar's pshat or the Chasam Sofer's pshat, it's all stuck in this, based on this one mysterious concept, which is Isha Mazras Techila, Yoleda Zachar, Ish Mazria Techila, Yoleda Snekeva. What exactly does that mean? And when it says, when a woman, if a woman emits seed first, then you give birth to a boy. What seed are we talking about? A woman doesn't have any seed. So all the Rishonim tried to understand what this is talking about. Maybe it means the uterine blood is what we're referring to. Maybe the Torah Tzmima and others maybe say that it's referring to an orgasm. But no one is actually clear what it means. It's pretty much shrouded in mystery. I think we understand nowadays that all eggs carry an X chromosome, and sperm carries an X or a Y chromosome. So if a sperm with an X chromosome fertilizes the egg, the fetus grows into an XX female. And if the sperm with a Y chromosome fertilizes the egg, the fetus grows into an XY male. That's it. But perhaps there's something deeper, which we don't understand yet, and based on what Chazal tell us. But this, all these concepts from the Klayakar, from the Chasam Sofer, it's all based on this idea of Isha Mazras Techila Yoledes Zachar, since the male now is really a model of, or the form, the material of the baby is from the mother, that is why its status will be different than that of a girl whose form comes from the male. Have a great day.